Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, my guest speaker in this program. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's a couple of episodes that we have, delved into some of the Islamic laws of miscellaneous nature according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. And we are going to continue those questions, or the rest of those questions, beginning with this one, Sheikh Javid, if you don't mind. If the purchasing agent buys some commodity for his company, for example, and gets a discount from the seller, can he consider the discount for himself or save it for himself and announce the price without the discount to the company he wants to give the commodity to?
Good. Well, the amount of discount belongs to the company, according to His Eminence, and the purchasing agent cannot charge the company more than the amount he paid.
Mm-hmm.
So he has no right, and he has to give the benefit to the profit or the discount to the company, and he should not subtract the profit or the discount for himself.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, Sheikh Javid, somebody asked that his business, or career involves a lot of glue. Actually, he has to work with the glue, and most of the time his or her hands are or feet are stained with glue. And it is, we all know, quite difficult actually to remove it. And every time you want to do it, you have to actually bear the brunt and suffer a lot, or use, for example, some kind of washing liquids. And we all know that, too much use of it might actually cause some kind of harm to the skin of the feet and hands, you know?
Yeah.
So what is his duty actually regarding, or as far as the wudu and ghusl is concerned?
Well, generally speaking, it is necessary to make every possible effort to remove the glue, because it forms a barrier or obstacle. And in the existence of such a barrier, the wudu and ghusl are affected. They are not going to be valid. Of course, if it is not possible, or maybe the time is too short, of course, he has to, let's say, make tayammum, because he does not have time. And of course, in such a case, when one is very short of time, he has to make tayammum. And of course, when it's not possible to remove the obstacle, he can make wudu and wipe with his feet, with his hand, on the part which is covered with glue, and also do tayammum.
Mm.
Yes, because as a measure of precaution, he has to do tayammum also when the glue cannot be removed, when the barrier still exists, is there on the skin. So one, he has to perform the wudu, and of course, when the glue is there, he has to do tayammum as well.
Yes. No,
wudu means that, okay, you should pass with your hand, you should pull with your wet hand on the glued part.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah. let me go astray, 'cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Well, we are talking about or continuing our questions and answers related to some of the Islamic laws of miscellaneous nature according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, somebody asked, a person, you know, has got a house which he needs but cannot live in it. Or he has rented it out for a while. Later, he decides not to live in it and sells it. Assuming that during this period, his new khums year starts, what is the ruling on its khums?
Well, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei's answer is very clear, and of course, it is to the benefit of the landlord or the house owner.
Hmm.
His Eminence says that residing in that house is not a condition. It's mm-hmm. not a condition to stay in that house, contrary to some other scholars. For example, Ayatollah Sistani says that if you do not use that house within the first year, whether you need that house or you do not need it, you have to give khums on the house, which mm-hmm. you did not use within the first year. Okay, mm-hmm. But Grand Ayatollah Khamenei is of the view that residing in that house is not a condition, okay? And the mere fact that it is needed and it is compatible with your status, with your station and social status,
yes,
makes the house to be considered as an expenses, as yearly need or expenses, or what he terms it as ma'una.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'una means the yearly expenses, okay, need of you. So, and of course, it doesn't make any difference whether the khums year has already started or it is yet to be started. To start, khums is not payable on the house that you need, even if you are not if you do not use it, if you rent it out to someone else, again, because you need a house to live in, maybe. Even in the future, and you need one, you don't have one, actually. You need
mm-hmm.
one,
mm-hmm.
so khums is not payable on it.
I see. Okay. Well, is it permissible, Sheikh Javid, for a woman to refer to a male doctor for a cosmetic operation, for example? Like a nose job?
Yeah, of course. Cosmetic operation is not a kind of cure for a disease. There is no disease. It's just like a woman wants
for beautification.
Yeah, beautification, wants to make herself up, beautify herself, adorn herself with something. So his Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, is of the view that cosmetic surgery is not considered a cure for a disease, and it's not permissible to have a haram look or to touch a non-mahram for it. So, except in cases where it is for the treatment of a disease such as burns, okay? And, of course, in this case, it is very difficult for her to see a female specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there is not a specialist nearby. So, she can turn to a male expert in order for her to be treated for an urgent case like burns,
mm-hmm.
okay? In that case, it is permissible. Otherwise, for cosmetic surgery, generally speaking, it's not permissible for a woman to visit a male doctor.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa Ali.
Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the Islamic laws of miscellaneous nature, according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei with Sheikh Javid. Well, Sheikh, if the worshipper says the prayer incorrectly.
Yes.
All right. Is it necessary, is it compulsory to inform that individual after the prayer?
Well, it is a good question. Well, if due to ignorance or not knowing the rule, a person makes a mistake in performing the act, it is obligatory for that individual to inform him. So otherwise, if, for example, if he knows the rule and because of forgetfulness he makes a mistake, then it's not necessary to inform him. So there we need to differentiate between not knowing and knowing, but making a mistake forgetfully. So in the case of not knowing, it is necessary or it is obligatory for you to inform him, tell him the mistake.
Yes.
That it's wrong to recite the prayer this way or that way, okay? But if he knows, it's not necessary to remind him because he is going to make it correct after later on, maybe in the other prayers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see. Well, is IVF or in vitro fertilization permissible, Sheikh Javid? And if there's a child born in this way, who are the parents?
Well, IVF is a very controversial topic. It's a modern issue, and some scholars have, actually different fatwa in this regard. Some are strict, some are lenient. But when it comes to Ayatollah Khamenei's opinion regarding IVF, of course, there is no problem in having IVF, in vitro fertilization. In itself, it is permissible.
Mm.
And of course, we do have a lot of women who cannot conceive a child.
Yes.
Okay, through normal
sexual
behavior, they cannot. So they need to turn to those hospitals or doctors for IVF procedure.
Mm-hmm.
But for forbidden preliminaries, such as forbidden looking and touching and the like, should be avoided as far as possible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When a doctor does not need to touch, he should not touch. And the woman should not allow the doctor to touch her. And also when it comes to looking, whether the expert is a woman or a man, she should not look. The doctor, I'm speaking about a female doctor, she should not look at the other woman's private part when it's not necessary. But there is a problem in referring the baby to the surrogate mother. Okay, the surrogate mother, still it's not clear whether the surrogate mother is the mother or not. And therefore, they should observe ihtiyat or precaution insofar as the Shari rules governing lineage are considered.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Javad, the host of this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم من جاء إلى لا إله إلا